Warning, I've had a shit day, I hate everyone, and we have a copycat show trying to ride our coattails of our good name, and we're not happy about it. Listener discretion is advised. Coming to you from America's Wang, this is Florida Man, the podcast for Tuesday, March the 19th, 2019.
Each week we bring you stories from the shady side of the Sunshine State, starring America's most prolific criminal, Florida Man.
And in this week's episode,
a Florida man has a failure to launch.
A Florida woman just needed a good night's sleep.
A Florida woman's demons just needed a ride.
And Florida man makes the minor leagues.
Plus the Florida men regional championships, listener email and V-mail, and much, much more. Phil, I saw this article this week, and...
You saw an article this week?
Yeah, I actually read it, too.
Oh, wow.
And apparently, nearly 6 in 10 Americans currently reside in the state where they were born. You and I are not in that group. We're in the other 4 in 10.
The other 4 in 10, okay.
Yes.
All right.
But my question for you was, because they had the actual stats in the article. So what percentage of Florida men and women do you think were born here? So
we're born here.
Yes.
People that were born here in this area or the entire state of Florida?
In the entire state of Florida, adults over the age of 25, because I guess they figure you're out of college then and you've moved to kind of where you're going to be as an adult.
I am going to say... What percent actually were from here? That's what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what percent?
20%.
20%.
20.
You're very close. It was 22.
22?
Yes. It's the number two state as
of
far as...
least?
Of least, lowest percentage.
What's the highest?
So, Arizona.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, a couple of places where retirees go after they retire.
No. What was the highest? What was the highest of in-state that stayed there?
I didn't look in the reverse direction, but let me pull that up. And I fucked up. It wasn't Arizona. It was Nevada.
Well, yeah. I would say that.
Okay.
I'm going to say Alaska.
Alaska. No, Alaska has a lot of people who moved there as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. It is Louisiana.
I was about to say it was one of the southern states, either Mississippi or Louisiana or Alabama.
Well, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama are right up there, but so are Missouri, Kentucky, West Virginia, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Michigan. So like the Rust Belt and then the Bible Belt. But yeah, the places where people move to are Nevada, Florida, New York, Texas, California.
Yeah, I see that. Except New York. Well, yeah, I guess for work. But
yeah, for work.
I hated going to New York. Don't get me wrong. I did like sometimes the city. It was fun, but
yeah, it's just too many people for me.
Too many people?
Yeah.
In New York City?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just didn't like it. Too expensive.
That would...
I was on a per diem. No, it's still too expensive.
Yeah, I was. I won a free. The only time I've been to New York City, I won a free trip there. That was fun.
I heard about that.
That was a lot of fun.
So I'm looking at your graffitied, aka lots of stickered, laptop here.
Yeah,
and they looking a little rough.
They are.
They looking a little rough.
I do a lot. You know, I'm.
You're just gonna keep putting on top of them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You're just gonna put more on there and just hope for the best, huh?
You got it. What else am I going to do? Put saran wrap on it or?
Take them off and start over.
No, I'll just keep piling it up. It's like a skateboard, you know, back in the day. You just put more stickers on it.
You ever had one of the days that you just hate everybody?
Just about every day.
Is it? That was the way my day went today. It was so bad I had to come home and take a pill.
I'm not going to ask what kind of pill.
Nope, no need to. Please don't. I'd rather not get into that over the public airways.
All right, well. Actually, we got a voicemail this week.
So, we have a voicemail?
Yeah, from some people that we actually do like. So why don't I play that right now? Maybe that'll cheer you up.
All right, here we go.
Hi, Joel. Hi, Phil. It's Lauren.
And Ken.
From Paradise After Dark. Just wanted to let you know we are in the works of planning the Squally Hunt.
We will let you know deep as soon as we get them.
Yep, as soon as we get a date set, we're going to fill you guys in and looking forward to hunting for little pig face people.
Sounds good to me.
Talk to y'all soon.
Bye.
Bye.
So this is really happening.
This is really happening. And
we're really going on a squally hunt.
They have a tentative date that we don't want to put out on the air, but yeah, I'll let you know.
Okay.
After we're done recording.
So what weapons of security are we taking with us?
Dealer's choice. I'm going to bring a stick.
You got a stick? I was going to say slingshot. That'd be right up your alley. That'd be probably hit yourself in the nuts with the rubber band.
I'll shoot my eye out with that shit.
Pull the rubber thing back and get it hung in your dick or something. Blank.
I mean, my luck, the strap would break and yeah, it would just.
That's what I'm saying. You pull it back and it slips and comes back and pops you in the dick. Fantastic. That's why, you know, that's. I do. I judge a lot. I will tell you, I judge the quality. And I think I've mentioned this before. I do judge the my friends and colleagues and acquaintances in the event of a zombie apocalypse. You know, what value are you going to add to the clan?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you're right there around bait.
Okay. Obstacle.
Yeah, it's a diversion obstacle. Push Joel out there. Run!
They'll be chewing on him for a week and a half.
We can get all the way to Kentucky one time they get finished with him.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Says the man drinking the beer and you're drinking the Coke Zero.
Yep. Yeah, I gotta slim down.
So let's think about that now. What do you have to offer? What skills do you have in the event of a zombie apocalypse?
Driver.
Mm-hmm. You can drive.
Yep.
As long as it's forward, I've seen you work in reverse, and it's not something to be proud of.
But. Well, I do hit stuff when I back up.
Yeah, you do. Yes.
And in a zombie apocalypse, what's following you?
Zombies.
Yeah. Run their asses
over.
Well,
that's true. That could come in handy. Your poor reverse skills could come in handy.
Yep. I got a sticker that I'm going to put on the back of the Jeep. Tree magnet. Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the one I was thinking, but okay. All right.
Because I have hit. Actually, you didn't know this, but when we were up at Jeepin' and Judd, I did back into another tree.
You did back into it. Yeah. Shit. Why are you just waiting until now to tell me that?
I didn't think about it till it happens so often now.
It's just another thing.
Yeah.
That was one of the funniest damn things I've ever seen in Tennessee. Was it Tennessee? Yeah.
Yeah, it was in Tennessee.
Yeah. It took us, 45 minutes for you to back out this little one section?
It was 4 to 5 minutes.
It was 40, at least 6 hours.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Oh, I did finally polyurethane the branch.
That's still stuck on your.
Yeah. Well, it's not on the Jeep right now because it's drying.
Oh. You varnished it?
I varnished it, yeah.
And you can put it back on the Jeep?
Oh, of course. That's why I preserved it.
You've been carrying that thing around for 2 years?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. All right. I am not going to read the next statement. Plugs. Phil.
So you got nothing?
I have nothing. Contrary to popular belief, as I've said before, there is nothing on my body that needs plugging right now.
All right. Well, I will plug my own gigs here. You know, as usual, I host Trivia by the Trivia Factory on Wednesday nights from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Brass Tap in Naples, Florida. And on Thursdays, I do Geeks Who Drink pub quizzes at Fancy Southern Cafe in Fort Myers, Florida. That's on Thursdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Both of those are free to play, and you can win food and drinks and have a good time.
We busted up on a trivia thing one night at a new establishment here in Fort Myers. And it got a little rough.
Oh, yeah?
Somebody was cheating.
Really?
It was so rough. The two young ladies to my right, we were not playing, but the two young ladies on my right were playing, and the person on our left was the one cheating.
They were using their phone to look up the answers?
Yes.
Yeah.
We
got rules about that.
Yeah, they did. They called him out. And not only did she call him out, she drew a mugshot of him. She drew his picture, penciled it on the back of it, and said, "Turn over, cheater, picture attached." With an arrow pointing to him and drew a picture of him.
Nice.
All right, let's get into story numero uno for our Spanish-speaking friends. Florida man's attempt to take a rocket launcher on a flight thwarted by TSA. I read this. Did I send this to you?
No, you didn't.
I did read it, though. I didn't realize it was a Florida man.
Yeah, he was up in Pennsylvania, though. But
that's why I didn't. Okay.
Florida man does travel.
Florida man's plans to bring a military-propelled rocket launcher back home were shot down after security screeners at a Pennsylvania airport spotted the weapon in his luggage. Now, let me get this straight.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to, he didn't carry it on, did he?
No, he didn't carry
he
it on.
He tried to check it.
He tried to check it, and it was disassembled in luggage.
In luggage, disassembled, and actually, you read on, it was actually a replica.
Mm-hmm.
Odds are pretty good that ain't going to make it through
the scanner. No.
They're probably going to pop that little lock off and zip tie or whatever you have on there, and they're going to open that up and look at it.
Yeah, that has a distinctive look to it.
Yeah.
In the X-ray.
Think ISIS,
mm-hmm.
rocket propelled grenade. Probably not going to happen. Unassembled.
Although, you know, if it's checked.
Well, you can. There are rules.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how they relate in, now, like for carrying firearms and things.
Right. You can have a locked rifle. And
because
if you're going hunting somewhere,
you can do that. I don't think under approved TSA firearms, a rocket propelled grenade is one of those.
Yeah, I wouldn't think so because it's kind of explosive. Hence the term grenade.
Correct. Yeah.
They don't really like to have things that blow up. On
if
the
you
planes.
Can't carry lithium batteries in a vape, odds are pretty good you can't carry a rocket propelled grenade.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, the grenades tend to only explode when you want them to.
Yeah. Unassembled parts of the launcher and a replica grenade were found on Monday, the TSA administration said. An alarm was triggered as the checked bag passed through security equipment at Lehigh Valley International Airport in Allentown, about 60 miles north of Philadelphia.
And we're living here in Allentown.
Thank you. The man from St. Augustine, Florida, was stopped by police and told officials he thought he could bring the non-functioning launcher aboard in a checked bag. The items were confiscated and he was able to catch his flight to Orlando. TSA says no realistic or replica weapons of military nature are allowed onto airplanes.
Okay, so if it's non-military nature, you can check a...
Sure, so you could bring a catapult. You could bring...
How is that non-military?
Well, we don't use catapults today.
Oh, good point.
You could bring a blowgun.
All right.
You could...
What if the rocket-propelled grenade launcher was attached to a G.I. Joe figure and was like...
That'd probably be okay, because that'd be a toy.
Yeah, but it's a replica.
I think when I mean replica, I think they mean full size.
Oh, okay. So do you think they have like a rule as to what scale it can't be?
Probably. Probably couldn't bring a Star Wars laser.
You couldn't lightsaber
bring,
you
couldn't
a
bring
blaster?
A light. Probably couldn't bring a lightsaber. Now, it didn't say whether it had to be future militaristic replicas.
If it was past, you could not get away with that thing you just said. Catapult. Yeah. I was thinking of trebuchet.
That's what I couldn't pull the word for. I was going to say, that wasn't what was coming to my mind.
Mm.
I kept trying to go menage a trois, but that wasn't it.
No.
Trebuchet?
Trebuchet.
Well, what's the thing when they drill a hole in your head?
Murder?
No. What is it when they used to take the skull, they drill a hole in your head?
It is a TR
it is
word,
something. Yeah, what is that called? Never mind.
Yeah, not, yeah. Nothing to all do right. with this story.
I know. TSA officers detected the unassembled parts of a military rocket-propelled grenade launcher in a man's checked bag yesterday, TSA Public Affairs spokesman Lisa Farbstein said in a tweet. When assembled, the launcher was determined to be non-functioning and the grenade an inert replica. Thank goodness. Now, what he could have done...
Was ship the grenade separate?
Ship the grenade FedEx.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe not bring it on a plane, ship the whole damn thing FedEx or UPS or something.
Yeah. So here's my question. He wasn't allowed to take it on the plane or check it. They confiscated the items and he just flew back to Orlando.
Yeah.
You think he just let him confiscate it because he didn't want to...
Well, it was a replica.
Going to jail.
Couldn't be. Yeah. Well, I mean, he couldn't have that much money in it.
I don't know. It just says the grenade is a replica. Yeah, true.
You take it. You know what? Fuck it. I don't need it.
I was just trying to see if I could take it, but yeah.
And I failed.
You guys can have it.
Yep.
I don't need it that bad.
But what have we learned from this?
FedEx. UPS.
UPS.
I wouldn't send DHL. It through the mail. I wouldn't go USPS
Not federal.
No.
No. I wouldn't go federal.
No. Yeah.
But that's just me.
Best to stick to private.
Yeah. Yeah. And hope they don't turn you in.
Exactly.
Story number two.
Story two. Florida woman shot boyfriend because he snored too loudly.
Ruh-roh.
Yeah. This was submitted to me by my wife. I'm hoping it wasn't a veiled threat.
Well, I mean, I have camped with you, and I can say that prior to my sleep study, you were a very close rival.
Okay.
So you might want to do yourself a favor and get you a little CPAP.
All right, I'll look into that.
You're not, Arthur. You're not going to do that, though, are you?
Probably not. No. A woman shot her.
Yeah, so you'd rather get shot than go get a sleep study done?
No, I'm not.
I got it
that.
Done. It's not that bad.
My wife's not armed. I've had a sleep study done. They told me I didn't have apnea.
Well, I don't mean you don't snore.
True. My daughter snores. Holy shit, she snores louder than either me or my wife. Maybe that's who you heard when we were camping.
Could be. But you don't hear me anymore. Nope. Took care of that problem.
All right. Yeah. Well. All right. A woman shot her boyfriend of 3 weeks.
Oh, boyfriend of only 3 weeks?
Can you?
Damn, that's a short-term relationship gone bad.
Damn, he dodged. Well, I was going to say he dodged a bullet, but apparently he didn't.
Woo!
Shot her boyfriend of 3 weeks during an argument about the volume of his snoring, according to police in Florida. The Brevard County Sheriff's Office says Lori Morin, age 47, was arrested on charges of attempted murder and aggravated battery. Police were called to Morin's home in Cocoa, Florida, Wednesday for a report that a man had been shot. According to the sheriff's office, the woman and her boyfriend both said at first that the shooting was accidental, but police later learned that the shooting was the result of an argument between the two about the man's snoring, which Morin apparently considered too loud. Court documents show that the boyfriend had shown up at Moran's home that night with nasal strips, which he had hoped would quiet his nocturnal noises. Quote, both parties had been drinking prior to and during the argument, unquote, the sheriff's office said in a statement. Now, I've noticed that my snoring is much louder after I've been drinking a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, quote, the dispute allegedly escalated to the point where Morin retrieved and fired a shotgun.
Holy shit.
Striking the victim, unquote.
She went straight for the damn, striking, good Lord.
Yeah. The boyfriend, who received one gunshot wound in his torso, was later said to be in stable condition.
So she's a bad shot. I mean, what did she shoot? How far away? Good Lord.
Yeah, shotgun in the gut. Damn.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, so what have we learned from this story? Don't bring nasal strips to do an overnight stay.
Get the extra strength ones.
Damn, dude. You might just want to stay up next time.
Or get a new girlfriend. It's only been 3 weeks.
That's 3 weeks. You might want to, yeah, swipe left.
Imagine.
All right. I didn't do Twitter. I mean, not Twitter. Is that, yeah.
Tinder.
Tinder. Thank you.
Damn.
That's a bad night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got drunk. Snored. Woke up, got in a fight, she shot you in the gut with a shotgun.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't
kill him.
And he's in stable condition.
Yeah. Maybe shit. Maybe he's kind of a big guy and he got a big gut that,
I don't know,
kept the buckshot from hitting the vital organs.
Lord.
Maybe it was just birdshot she shot him with.
Well, it still hurts.
Well, no shit, but it's not going to kill you.
It will if you're close enough.
That's true.
Story number three, Florida woman stole a rental car because demons told her to. Now, I've had demons tell me to do things too, but that don't mean I always listened.
Hmm.
A woman was arrested after stealing an SUV from an Ace Rent-A-Car.
I've never heard of Ace Rent-A-Car. That sounds like it's a kind of a local, if not a chain, just a local establishment. They don't.
Ace Rent-A-Car.
Yeah.
I don't know that one.
I've heard of Budget, Hertz.
Yeah, wait.
Enterprise.
All right.
National.
Yeah, true. Her name is Gardenia? Gardena. Mm-hmm.
Gardena.
Gardena
McCullough.
McCullough.
That's a good, fine Irish name.
Gardena McCullough, 23, appeared in court Friday morning on car theft charges with a bond set at $15,003.
I wonder what that extra $3
was for. Wonder what the $3
was for. Maybe it had like a cell phone mount that was in there that was worth $3. That,
I don't know. McCullough was arrested after stealing a Toyota RAV4 from an Ace Rent-A-Car. She was found less than a mile away hiding at a hotel.
How good of hiding are you doing if you had to park the RAV4 in the parking lot?
What'd she steal it for in the first place? And then she walked a mile and hid at the hotel.
I think she drove it to the hotel.
Oh, she stole it. Oh, she only went a mile. Right. Oh, okay. All right. I'm like, good Lord, why steal something and then turn around and walk a mile?
Mm-hmm.
That don't make no sense, but now it does. On the scene, McCulloch told local news station, quote, demons told me to do it, and I didn't take it. Demons took it. Not my fault.
Demons took it.
She continued, quote, I tried to rent it, but y'all didn't want me to rent a car. Y'all talking about how y'all didn't have any cars to rent, so I stole y'all's explicit.
I'm pretty sure she said, I stole y'all's shit.
Yeah.
But they can't put that on the...
Police found McCulloch riding and hiding in a hotel room. When they eventually got to her room, they handcuffed her and put her in a patrol car.
Standard operating procedure.
Mm-hmm.
Did they handcuff her behind her back, I'm assuming? Not like the girl last week? Yeah.
Friday morning when she appeared in court, McCulloch was wearing a red jumpsuit, indicating that she requires extra attention at the jailhouse.
Oh, she's one of those.
McCulloch has prior arrests in her record, including charges of trespassing, resisting police, theft of a firearm, battery of a law enforcement officer, and more.
Hmm.
Maybe that's what the $3 is for.
The and more. Yeah.
She's due back in court on March the 28th. Now, where did this happen?
Didn't it say?
Well, this is ABC 7 New York. Florida woman claims. So, did this happen in New York?
Where is this? Oh, Jacksonville. I just didn't. It said Jacksonville, oh, okay. Florida was in the byline, but. Of course it was in Jacksonville.
There we go.
Oh, it's even got a picture of her.
She hot?
She's stacked.
Oh, she got big tits?
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, shit.
Tiggo bitties. I guess them demons were hiding in them boobs.
I was going to say, man.
She got two demons in her.
Yeah, beans and rice.
Damn.
They put her in the red jumpsuit because of the demons.
Yeah, because they couldn't find one to fit her. Woo.
All right, it's time once again for the Florida Men Regional Championships. And speaking of Jacksonville, our matchup this week is number 3, Jacksonville, versus number 7, Daytona.
Oh, Jacksonville versus Daytona.
Yeah, so these were a couple of our favorites, actually, in the first round. Jacksonville because of the music, and, well, Daytona right now is spring break time.
I know.
Speaking of Tig Ol' Bitties.
Young succulent wenches yearning for a taste of the bizarre.
Yeah. We're going there next month.
Are we?
Are you not going?
Oh, is that next month?
Yeah, April. Oh, yeah.
April?
Yeah.
I'm not taking April.
No? You want May or June?
I'm thinking December. Yes, we're going.
All right. So, yeah. Oh, well, maybe we'll do a meetup or something up there. But, yeah. So, Jacksonville was the home to lots of good classic rock music. Daytona is home to...
Daytona.
Yeah.
Daytona 500, Daytona Beach.
Bike Week.
Jeep Beach.
You can drive on the beach. Can't do that in Jacksonville.
No. But Jacksonville's the number 3 seed?
Yes, it was.
And who Daytona beat out?
I don't even remember. Oh, was it this? No. I was going to say, was it the Space Coast? I don't even remember. Let me look at it. You folks, you can follow the link in the show notes to go to the brackets where you can see that Daytona beat out South Florida 2, which was Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yep.
All right. Well, I've made my decision.
Okay.
But I'd like to hear yours first.
I've been to Jacksonville once. Wasn't a fan. I'm going to stick with Daytona.
I don't know how you dethrone Daytona from Daytona Beach. I mean, spring break, Daytona 500.
Yep.
Cracker Jack 400. NASCAR Hall of Fame.
See, that didn't even take a factor in, or that didn't even factor into my decision. Not a fan of NASCAR, but.
You hush your mouth.
And, hey, I was going to say I'm from Michigan, but I'm actually from Jackson, Michigan, which is right near the Michigan International Speedway.
I'm going with Daytona.
Yep, same here.
All right. Next week's competition will be number 2, Southwest Florida versus number 3, Ocala Gainesville.
That's going to be a tough one.
Will it?
No.
Will it really, Joel?
No. Yeah. There's one that I'm sitting in right now and one that I just go visit a couple times a year.
Story number 4.
Story 4, Florida baseball team will break a law every inning for Florida Man Night.
Really?
Yes. So you covered those weird laws in Florida a few episodes back. That was probably one of our first 10 episodes that you mentioned those. Well, we live in a society of laws. While some of them make sense, like shoplifting being illegal, there are others that make less sense, like in Arizona, where you're not allowed to feed garbage to a pig without a permit. A minor league baseball team wants to flout as many unusual laws as possible this summer when they host Florida Man Night.
Bam! Where is this?
This is up in Jacksonville.
Fantastic. Well, I wish I'd known this before we had the...
I didn't want it to sway your decision. But for those that don't spend every waking hour on the internet, Florida Man is a meme where every bizarre newspaper headline featuring someone doing something insane like driving your Ferrari into the ocean is usually preempted by the words Florida Man. And that's kind of the whole point of our show. But the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, which is the AA affiliate for the Florida Marlins, will pay homage to the intrepid hero. On July 26th, the team will break a bizarre Florida law every inning. While we don't know the specific laws they'll be breaking, we're hoping to see someone skateboarding without a license.
I want to see somebody having sex with a porcupine. Wasn't that one?
That was one. And there was also, you can't sing karaoke in a bikini.
Right. But that was just on the beach.
Oh, is it on the beach?
I think that was just on the beach.
No, I think that's a state law.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it's just you can't.
You could not have sex with a porcupine. Yeah, it was because the Russian people. Yeah.
Yep.
Please tell me they're not doing that.
I would
hope
not.
If it is, I'm going to Jacksonville to watch it. No, I'm not. No, that's a lie. I'm not going up there for that.
No.
But still.
Unless they'll, maybe we can get them to get us to be guest announcers. I'm gonna contact the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp. See what they want to.
Fantastic, Joe. So now, 2 days before my birthday, we're going to have to go to Jacksonville.
And it's like 2 weeks after we go to Chicago, too.
Yeah, I wasn't invited to Chicago.
All
right, that's the show for this week, folks. If you want to hear more, subscribe to the podcast using the links in the show notes.
If you like the show, please rate us 5 stars and leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or wherever you listen to Florida Men. And Greasy Satchel left us this review this week. The title is America's Wang, 5 stars. You don't have to be from Florida to enjoy this podcast from America's Wang. Two guys laughing about crazy stories of Floridians, a must subscribe.
Oh, sweet. Thank you, Greasy Satchel.
Greasy Satchel. I'm wondering if that's the name his mama gave him.
Yeah, no.
That's a alias.
Yeah, I'm thinking so. Like and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We are at Florida Men Pod.
Got a suggestion for a story you'd like us to cover? Please send an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com or leave us a voicemail at 567-432-9674.
If you would like to support the show financially, you can make a one-time donation at paypal.me/floridaman or to get early access and extended ad-free episodes and other cool stuff, you can subscribe at patreon.com/floridaman.
And we'd like to thank our Patreon subscribers personally. They are Koneth, Erica, Heather,
woo-hoo!
The Hidden Staircase Podcast, Jessica, Katie, Travis, and Roxanne.
This program is provided for information use only. No warranty or professional relationship is implied, and no refunds will be granted.
Views expressed on this program are solely the opinions of the Florida Man Podcast and are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, and do not imply an endorsement by our sponsors, spouses, families, employers, each other, or the Florida Board of Tourism.
And since spring season baseball is starting to get kicked off here in Florida, any rebroadcast, reproduction, or retransmission without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.
Yeah, that Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp story came from MLB.com.
Mm.
Our theme song was written and performed by the Florida Men, so we don't need anybody's permission to use it.
And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man. And Tracy, as always, you can kiss my ass.
Florida Man, Florida Man. It might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man. Got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. It's Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid. He's a Florida Man, Florida Man. He's a dumbass, but we love him. He's a Florida Man.
court documents show that the boyfriend, maybe it had a, I don't know. I was going to say maybe it had like a,
what the hell?
That'd be a Harley.
Jesus.
And since baseball spring break is, oh, shit.